a number of years ago, a Canadian by the name of Kyle MacDonald started with a red paperclip and consistently started trading up in value. I think it was after 14 trades, went from a red paperclip to owning a house. And I thought this was an interesting notion for entrepreneurial training about the relativity of value and how one can essentially acquire something out of nothing in their process of becoming entrepreneurs, or in our case, arts entrepreneurs. So we began to use a similar exercise, which I call the marble game. And we take a marble, essentially worthless object, shiny piece of glass, and ask the students to consistently trade up in value as much as they can. They're competing with each other. And two students did so, and after 3 weeks' time, went from a marble to $5,400 cash, which we then donated to an area nonprofit.
When the students start with a marble, what do they do to make that first trade? I've got to imagine the first trade's the hardest.
Well, actually, the first trade is the easiest because you're at a pretty, you can trade a marble for a pencil, which is, in fact, what they did. But I should say that the object itself has really nothing to do with the process of trading up in value. It's all about one's story and their passion. So if you can convince people to trade up based on the interest of your story, whatever it is that you're offering, and your passion, if you can cause people to be passionate about your passion, then they're more likely to want to trade up in value.
Where do they find their training partners or their trading partners?
Well, I divide people up into groups of two in class, and I give them one class to go out into the hall of the Meadows School of the Arts at SMU, where we do this exercise. And they come back after 50 minutes, and they share what it is they've been able to acquire across campus or within the College of Meadows School of the Arts.
So this is face-to-face, not on the Internet.
Right. This is face-to-face. But then I give them about 3 weeks, and perhaps someone comes up with a textbook, and that textbook might be valued at $25 to $60, so they can then sell that on eBay, for whatever they're able to get for that. They're able to try to convince their friends to trade, consistently trading up in value. And we've had some remarkable results, but never the results that we've had this semester.
$5,600 for charity. It's an incredible story.
Thank you very much. I should mention the name of these students. Sam Langford and Tala Duwaji are the students who raised as much as they did. They raised $5,400. Class as a whole, they raised about $5,645.